Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, as always sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below. I want to talk to you about, as you know, on the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, Scotland brought in its hate crime law. And this was immediately challenged by J.K. Rowling. And I did a piece upon this. You may have listened to it. So I think the interesting development since I recorded that was that she, so basically, you know, Humza Yousaf and the SNP sort of crypto Nazis are seeking to just close down anybody who says anything that they don't like. I mean, that's the point behind all this, right? When you cut through all the waffle. And of course, they're talking about, yeah, but, you know, we're only trying to protect vulnerable people, especially the transes. The transes are so vulnerable. That they have their International Day of Visibility. Has there ever been a more visible group? But anyway, J.K. Rowling basically stood up 1st of April, sent out a series of tweets, as I said, basically mocking certain individuals, specified individuals who are biological males who pretended that they were women. And she defied Police Scotland to come after her and arrest her. Hashtag arrest me trended on Twitter. Okay. So what then happened was Police Scotland have released a statement yesterday on the 2nd saying that they would not be taking any action against J.K. Rowling. Now, this has instantly enraged the lunatic trans fringe. What? No surprise there. I think these very mentally unwell people are always somewhat enraged. Their anger is never far from the surface. So you might think, hooray. And I've seen people saying, great, this now means that I can say what J.K. Rowling said because she said it and the law said it's not a problem. I'm sorry, I don't read it like that at all. So let me lay out my arguments why you've got to be very careful. You're not being drawn in to something that could very well be a honey trap. So when a billionaireess, or certainly someone incredibly wealthy of the scale of J.K. Rowling, says these things, she writes them very carefully. She makes her point, you know, with assiduous detail. And I would believe that it would be very difficult to construct an argument against her legally, even using the legislation that the Scottish SNP have put in place, but not impossible. So you see, I believe they could prosecute J.K. Rowling if they wanted, but they don't at this point. And that is the point. This is, you know, slowly, slowly catchy monkey. So it's not going to be J.K. Rowlings of this world, who I admire profoundly, by the way, just in case anyone's uncertain what I'm saying. It's not going to be the likes of her that will come after. No, no, it's going to be lower hanging fruit. And they will pick them very carefully. They will pick them so that they can turn around and say, well, look, I mean, this is bang to rights. This is black and white, black and white. This person said something very hurtful against, say, Pakistanis, and you can't have that. So therefore, boom, you're going to be given certainly a conviction and maybe more by Police Scotland. This is how I think they're going to do it. I think it was always a stretch to think that, you know, day one of this new law and Police Scotland were going to go after one of the highest profile, you know, gender critical women in the world, which J.K. Rowling is. They were going to do that from day one. They were going to wait their time. Now, will they go after her? Eventually, possibly, but only once they've established legal precedence. And the legal precedence will be established by going after the lower hanging fruit, you know, the people who tweet somewhat less judiciously, the people who use their words less well than J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling, I mean, and I'm saying this as a fan, right? I mean, she's very talented at the use of words, but not everyone is. I see people pushing words around all kinds of ways, which I wouldn't do, but they can do that up until the 1st of April in Scotland. After the 1st of April, it becomes more concerning. So I see a bit of a hallelujah chorus broken out on social media, people saying, hey, J.K. Rowling has proven that you can say these things and not be prosecuted. So if I say the same things, I won't be prosecuted. And I think those individuals may be proven to be cataclysmically wrong. They don't underestimate the deep evil that's in this hate crime legislation and that drives the SNP and globalism in general. You know, be under no mistake about this. They, as I said yesterday, and I'm right about this, this legislation isn't going to die. It's not going to be stillborn on day one. This legislation, if they have their way, will be rolled out across the entire UK within the space of 2 years. Now, I'm telling you this in 2024. By the end of 2026, everyone's going to go, well, yeah, I mean, obviously. But this is how they're going to try and do it. Now, that's not to say that it's a definite, because if enough people rise up against it, then they've got a problem. I saw that the Scottish football commentator and former player, the wonderful Ali McCoist, he said he thought this law was a load of old rubbish and that him and 48,000 other Rangers fans would be breaking it this weekend. So, I mean, you know, that's good. But again, will they come for Ali McCoist? Not initially, not initially. Will they come for some of the people in the Rangers crowd? That's a different matter. It's a different matter. It just depends. So I think, you know, we've got to be very careful over this one, and we shouldn't be doing a victory dance, because I think the powers that be, establishment, have their ways and means to try and get these things established. And it was never going to be a question of we're going to lock up J.K. Rowling in day one. They might well lock up other people, however, and that's why care has to be exercised, which at the same time still provoking them as much as possible. Thanks for listening.